Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling regarding my Ecto-1 buildup.
Okay. Give me one second. Can I get you to spell your last name?
H-A-G-G-A-R-D.
And your zip code?
46142.
All right. Let me see here. Okay, so that Ghostbusters Echo 1. Give me just a moment while I'm loading this.
You're fine.
While this loads, are we looking for the most recent shipment information or
the shipment information, and then how many issues I can get at one time?
Okay, let me see. So it looks like you had a shipment go out on the 16th, and then you had one pre-authorize on the 20th, but that one hasn't been fulfilled.
Okay, do we know which one? Can you tell me what was in the latest one that hasn't been fulfilled yet?
Yep. So that is going to be issues 63 through 66.
Okay.
So that one was sent to the warehouse to be fulfilled on the 20th, and if it doesn't go out this week on Friday, it'll probably go out next week, either on Tuesday or Friday. You'll get an email with the tracking number for that. And it looks like you are set to get shipments sent to the warehouse every week, so the next shipment will pre-authorize on the 27th.
Okay, how many can I get at one time, out of curiosity?
Okay, so right now your quantity is set to 4. We can up your quantity all the way up to 12, but that's going to cause some delays in getting things out. If there's something out of stock, it's going to hold everything up. I would suggest doing like 6, because it's not going to be, it reduces the chance of something being out of stock. Like I said, we can do up to 12, but then if like the 11th one is out of stock, then it holds everything up. Whereas if you do like 4 or 6, it gives a chance for any of those out-of-stock items to come back in stock before it would affect your shipments.
So you should have it set up every week right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you want to do 6?
That then. Well, the magazine, the shipments are one magazine for every 4 shipments, so if I did 6, I don't know if they'd actually do that or not. Because
yeah, you'd get the oddball ones. So you'd get, like in your next shipment, you'd get the next magazine for 67, 68, 69, and 70, and then you'd get the magazine for 71, 72, 73, and 74, but you'd only get 71 and 72. And so in the next shipment, you'd get the other 2 pieces for that first magazine, and then the magazine and 4 kits.
Okay.
So.
Are you able to tell what's in stock in the warehouse by chance?
I can let you know if there's anything that we have out of stock, and I can see what the status is going to be on this collection. We did just relocate to a new warehouse that houses a lot more stock, so it should, we are trying to get it filled and everything like that. It looks like, so it looks like they had some that were out of stock in the late 70s, early 80s that they expected to be back in stock about a week and a half ago. Those are the only things that are showing right now on this list. And like
okay.
I said, those ones had an estimated stock date of April 7th. So it shouldn't affect you, but just in case, that's on there.
Okay. I'll probably just leave it at 4 then for right now.
Okay. Not a problem.
And I still have an IOU for a display base that I got back in like November of last year.
Yeah, it's showing that was added to the next shipment.
So it's back
in stock.
The one that'll
be going out. Mm-hmm. That one's showing that in your next shipment where you're going to get issues 63 through 64, you'll also get the display base is what it's showing right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
You have a great day, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.